Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national training call here at Harvard Risk Management Corporation. This morning is Monday, August 6th, 2018. My name is Mike Riches, hosting the call here from home. Wow, what a wonderful thing it is to be at home. We've been traveling for the last 4 weeks, and we are joining you from the Dallas, Texas area once again. Very excited to welcome all of you this morning. I see that we've got agents that are calling in from coast to coast this morning. We have got we've got brand new agents on the line as well. We want to welcome you as a Harvard Risk Management agent. We want to let you know that this is the place to be every Monday morning. Plugging into this call is a great way to just stay informed and just kind of to stay plugged in to what's happening, and also to receive some excellent training. And I am so excited. We have got one of our up-and-coming young executive directors on the call this morning, Mr. Josh Riches from Tennessee, who is an executive director working on his six-figure ring, and he will be our featured trainer this morning. Josh is hitting executive director month in and month out. I know many of our agents are either doing that or they have a goal to hit executive director month in and month out. So obviously this is a trainer and a training that you want to pay special attention to, and make sure that you're taking good notes. We're going to get to Mr. Josh Riches here shortly. We are so excited to have him on the call. We do have a couple other guest speakers as well. And to start the call off, we are going to go to the state of Tennessee, where we have our founder and CEO, Mr. Mark Riches, standing by to announce the top producers and top recruiters for the month of July. And so let's go to him. Mr. Mark Riches, thank you very much for joining the call. We'll turn the call over to you.
Absolutely. Good to be on the call, and congratulations to everyone plugging in this beautiful Monday morning. July was an incredible month. Lots of great, almost 700 new agents joined the HRMC team. We welcome you, and hopefully you're plugged into this call. This is how you become successful, is stay plugged in, get the information. We had a record number of those, Mike, finish their online training, so that was exciting too. And as I mentioned on the call Thursday, had a record number of Performance Club qualifiers and Fast Start qualifiers, probably our biggest Fast Start qualifying month ever. And here's the top recruiters. I'm going to just do the top 10. We've recognized the top 20 on our website under the recognition section. But here, number 10 is Miss Brittany Wolford from Tennessee. Congratulations to her. Mr. Evan Westenscow from Colorado. Alicia Thompson from Kentucky. And Ron Recker from Pennsylvania. Congratulations to them. Number 6, Laura Donovan from New York. Guy Kolrick from Florida. Congratulations to you, Guy. Christopher Corley from Tennessee. Risa Spurrier from Virginia, Patty Burgess from Tennessee. Boy, Tennessee's showing up strong there. And then Sheena Reed, number one recruiter for, and I don't have the numbers on this particular printout, but congratulations to them. And Sheena, number one in the entire company. Great job. I think actually Sheena and Patty tied, if I can remember right, on Thursday's call. Here's the top 10 producers. Mr. Josh Starnes, that's a new name, from South Carolina. Congratulations to you, Josh. Lita Cross-Gray from Texas. Congratulations to you. Miss Patty Burgess from Tennessee. Pretty cool. She's a top recruiter and a top producer. Mr. Mike Riches, our president, leading by example. Congratulations to you, Mike. Mr. Bowie Ballard from Texas, ranking in at number 6. And then the top 5, Renee McKnight. Great job to you, Renee. I know you worked hard last month. David Gilliam from Wisconsin. Renee's from Oklahoma. Dr. Judy Smith from Kansas, congratulations to her. And Melanie Nabb from Louisiana, great job. I know she worked really hard as well. And then number one, several times this year, Mr. Adam Thompson, Adam and Alicia Thompson from the great state of Kentucky, congratulations. Number one producer in all of HRMC for July 2018. July's in the history books. We're working on August now. We've already got almost 100 people Performance Club qualified. A lot of that's due to rollover points. But I just want to encourage you, if you're not Performance Club qualified, get it done early. Get it done by this week. Finish it up. Do not make that your monthly goal. We have too many people at the end of the month. We had several at 140, 160. They didn't make it. They might have their reboot they can use now till the 15th. You get one of those a year where you can, you know, add any points that you missed. But I'm telling you, get it done this week. Finish it up. Lock down your performance club. In as far as Legal Shield, probably 1,000 people already have it locked down. Here's why I'm saying that. If 100 people in Harvard and 1,000 people in Legal Shield can lock down their performance club by the 5th of the month or the 6th, so can you. You know, if there's just one person that had it locked down, if it was just Adam and he's the only one that had it locked down, then yeah, you're right. Maybe it's a little far-fetched for everyone to get it done. But if 1,000 people can do it by the 5th and the 10th, you can too. Set that as your goal. Get your performance club done. Lock that out of the way so you can work on bigger goals. There's a lot of money to be paid. Remember, Legal Shield's paying out $500,000 a day in commissions. Let's get as much of that as possible in your bank account this week. With that, Mike, I'll turn the call back over to you.
I'm sorry, Mark, I was muted there. Well, congratulations to every one of those top recruiters and top producers for July. Mark, I like how you said that. July is in the history books, and we are focused 100% on August. And I know many of you have some big plans for August. Historically, August and December are usually our two biggest months production. December is just simply because you have the end of the year, and there are a lot of companies that will start their benefits on January 1st, so those usually will roll into December sales production. And then August, there are a lot of schools that are getting back into session. I know a lot of you right now are focused on school districts and hitting some of those in-service days. We were calling here in our office last week, setting up some school accounts for the next couple weeks. When you've got teachers that are in-service, students aren't quite there yet, and that's a great time to hit school accounts. So I know a lot of you are focused on that. August is also just a great month, because there are a lot of companies that are in decision-making mode right now in August. So when you call in February, they may be interested in what you have to say, and they may take time and meet with you. But it's not something that's already on their radar necessarily. And I say that. I'm saying that in general. Certainly companies are making decisions throughout the year, but there are some companies that if you call them in February, they would say, I'm interested, but why don't you call me back? And those same companies, when you call them in August, they're ready. They're primed. They want to talk to you, and they want to talk to you right now. And so I hope that you have a goal. I know it's a big enrollment month in August, but I hope that we're also taking a lot of time to be prospecting, to be reaching out to new names, new faces, meeting with new decision makers, telling this story of these two incredible products, the legal plan and the identity theft plan, that we focus on primarily here at Harvard Risk Management, that we're telling that story to as many new people as we possibly can, taking advantage of the special timing that we're in right now. Again, congratulations to all of those for July. Let's move forward and let's make August a monstrous month on both ends, on the production, on the recruiting, and then also on the exposure side of the business as well. I'm really excited about a promotion that was announced last week by Legal Shield for the month of August, and this is a promotion that applies to every one of our agents. To talk more about that, we wanted to welcome on Platinum Executive Director joining the Platinum Council this month, and for those of you that are not aware, that means that this gentleman has hit Platinum Executive Director for 12 consecutive months. This will be his 12th consecutive month, and he will join that illustrious Platinum Council at Legal Shield. We are so excited to welcome this morning $200,000 ring earner and Senior Vice President with HRMC, Mr. Jim Tanner from Boston, Massachusetts. Jim, congratulations to you on all your success, and I know that you are personally fired up about this special ATM promotion announced last week. If you could just clue everyone in on how to take full advantage of that, we would appreciate it.
I absolutely will. Mr. Richards, thank you so much. Welcome and good morning and happy start to a new week to all of our HRMC family. I am overjoyed. Now, when we talk about this promotion, let me just say this. I'm going to explain to you about Advanced to Manager and why this is so powerful and how it's impacted my business. But when I say when I talk about the excitement that I felt when this was announced on August 1st, you might think after that big introduction that I just got from Mr. Mike Riches, well, surely he knew this was coming. And I have to make sure you understand, nobody gives me any early warnings or insider information. I discovered that Advanced to Manager was back the same way everybody else did. An announcement by the president of LegalShield, Mr. John Long, where he let us know that this was happening. Now, this is something that does not happen very often, and that adds to my excitement. Historically, it has happened incredibly infrequently. Now, something that's so big, you think, well, why would LegalShield do it so infrequently? Well, when you do something this big and then you keep doing it, LegalShield has learned over the years, and I've certainly watched this happen over the years, that the impact on the individuals in the field psychologically is lessened the longer something is available to us. So I can assure you of this. You will not hear about Advanced to Manager again in the year 2018. Advanced to Manager was brought to us in March of 2018, and when that happened, it was the second time it had really impacted my business, and I was so excited, and I was so pumped up about what we were going to do with it in March, and we did. We had an incredible month of March 2018 with Advanced to Manager. But where it all started for me and why I asked to be the one to talk about this morning was 1 year ago, August of 2017. In August of 2017, Advanced to Manager was announced, rolled out for the month of August, and that is one of the key reasons that we are Platinum Executive Directors, that we became Platinum Executive Directors for the first time in September, coming off the momentum that Advanced to Manager created in our business. And we have been able to ride that momentum for now a year with a little bit of help in March when Advanced to Manager came back for 1 month in March of 2018. So here it is. And the reason I wanted to talk to you about this is because this is your month. Now for me, it's going to continue to push our momentum to greater heights. But there are people listening right now that you're waiting for me to explain what Advanced to Manager is, and I'm going to. Or there's people on here who know what Advanced to Manager is, and you're still not quite sure how it impacts you because you're already at manager or above. And I'm going to explain that to you as well. But the most important thing you can understand is that I want you to imagine your future. Because if I'm being totally honest with you this morning, as I was excited about Advanced to Manager in August 2017, but I did not know that it would radically change my entire business when it was announced. I was excited. I knew it would be a good thing. I did not know that it would change my rank, my ring level, and my stature with LegalShield. That's how big this is. So here's what Advanced to Manager is. For those of you that don't know, it is a reduced requirement to reach the manager level. So if you're not yet a manager, you're new, you're at the associate or senior associate level, let me explain to you what you would normally have to do to become a manager. To reach the manager level, you need to write a total of 15 personal sales. So we already know from new agent training that you can write 6 membership sales to get faster qualified and move to the senior associate level. To move to manager, it's 15 total, which includes the 6. That's typically how it's done. And you can also do it by building a team. You can write 3 memberships and recruit 1 associate to get Fast Start qualified, and then add 2 more associates for a total of 3 associates on your team, and have 15 total organizational sales. You and your team write 15 sales, and now you're at the manager level. So this reduction of qualification moves it down significantly. Listen to this. On personal sales, now instead of 15, only 10 personal sales. So if your goal was to get Fast Start qualified using the 6 sales method, it's only 4 more sales to become a manager. So for a total of 10 personal sales, you're now at the manager level. And if you're wondering, well, what if I had already written some of those sales before the month of August? those count. As a matter of fact, if you are listening to this call right now and you have already written 10 sales but not yet the 15 that it would normally be, your next sale promotes you to the manager level. Equally, for our team builders, which I hope all of you consider yourself team builders in the present or the future, you can recruit 3 associates, have a total of 6 sales between you and your whole team to reach the manager level. Now, that's enormous for our new people getting started because it allows you to have just a little bit bigger of a goal than you normally would have had to get Fast Start qualified. For just a tiny bit more activity, we can launch you up yet another level in the compensation plan, all the way to manager. All the way to manager. That's 2 promotions. We're getting you from 60 to 120, now to 140 on a $49.90 membership. More money for the same effort. But the real magic of this goes beyond that, because what it allows us to do when we take advantage of this early in the month is to use that momentum to have an incredible month in total. Here's what I mean. Let's say, for example, that you choose to get Fast Start qualified using the 3-in-1 method. So you're going to write 3 memberships and recruit 1 associate. Well, now that 1 associate that you just recruited has an opportunity to advance to manager just like you do. They can move through the Fast Start qualification period of 3-in-1 or 6, and then boom, right to manager using advance to manager. So this reduced qualification, ladies and gentlemen, allows all of us to win. It helps all of us help the newest agents in the field, not to just get started quickly, but to continue to get promoted quickly. It increases the volume. It creates urgency for you and your team to go out there and help more people faster. Listen, as Mr. Mark Rich has said, you know, we had a great month of July. July's in the history books. We saw some folks that suffered from a lack of urgency. The Advance to Manager program invigorates that, shines a light on the urgency, puts a magnifying glass on the calendar. And the sooner in the month of August you take advantage of Advance to Manager, either by you personally using it to get promoted to the manager level or by using it to help the people in your organization get promoted to the manager level, which, by the way, promotes you to higher levels. Senior manager, director qualifies you so you can start qualifying for senior director, executive director, and beyond. All of that will come from the momentum that is created with this seemingly helpful, yes, but seemingly inconsequential in the grand scheme of things, how this little bit of reduction in the qualification for the manager level, how could it possibly explode your business? It absolutely does. That reduced qualification absolutely blows wide open momentum in your business. And once you have momentum, take it from me, ladies and gentlemen, hang on to it, ride the wave, enjoy it. Because August of 2018 and this advance to manager period is going to create the stories of ring earners over the next 12 months, the stories of executive directors over the next 12 months, the stories of the next platinum executive directors over the next 12 months. And 1 year from now, you'll be hearing someone else say what I'm saying to you today. My hope is that for many of you listening, it is your testimonial that we're featuring, where you're describing having engaged in Advance to Manager in August of 2018 and used it to make a big impact on your business. Mr. Riches, thanks, and back to you.
Fantastic. I am so excited about that promotion. And as you said very well, Mr. Tanner, this is a promotion that affects every single person in this company. I know that on the other side, too, I know that we've got some brand new people that are thinking, well, that's off in the distance. Promoting to manager, that is not often in the distance. If you can get Fast Start qualified, you can absolutely advance to manager and help someone else or more people do the same here in the month of August. We've got the entire month. It would be one thing if Legal Shield came out and said, look, for the first 5 days of the month, we're going to have this promotion. There, that might be overwhelming, but we've got the entire month to take advantage of this, and I just could not agree more. That's something that can have a positive impact and, as Mr. Tanner expressed, a life-changing impact on your business this month. So thank you very much for covering that, and I hope that everyone is just focused in I hope everyone has taken time to consider how can I use this promotion to benefit me and my business and benefit the individuals certainly in my team as well. I want to take the call to Ms. Lita Cross Gray, who we are so excited to feature this morning. Ms. Gray is an agent that just opened her first two groups in the month of July, and as we were visiting this morning, she mentioned that she just got confirmation on her third group as well. We are so proud of her efforts and excited for her, and we've invited her just to share with the team this morning what she did to go out and get those first couple of groups and how that came into fruition, and then her plans and goals moving forward. Lita Cross Gray, we've got you on the call this morning. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll turn the call over to you.
Thank you, Mike. It is an honor being here with you today. I want to tell a little bit about my story. Before I came to HRMC, I grew up as a nurse, from an aide to an LVN to an RN to a master's in nursing informatics. It's that master's degree that put me in the position as a middle-aged woman with limited work opportunities, too educated or experienced for many positions that I had applied for. Before my last position, I was out of work for almost 18 months, causing me to file personal bankruptcy, and it felt like I lost my dignity as well. Then my last position started and ended with a knee injury that lasted through three surgeries and a year of painful agony and finding myself looking for something I could call my own. That experience felt like a huge, heavy burden every time I clocked into the job. With each of my recovery times, I would listen to personal development audios, books, and videos from Jim Rohn, Les Brown, Grant Cardone, and many others, trying to keep my mind positive and not let my circumstances or the darkness from the job determine my outcome. It was during those times of personal development I knew I had to do something in sales with the residual income and to be in control of my future. Last December, I answered an ad for HRMC and was drawn to the identity theft solutions and the group sales. I could see immediately how this could help with the medical industry and how all the data breaches tied into the big picture. My first few memberships were family and friends, and then my first group was my physician's office. I got 6 out of 11 employees signed up. It wasn't a perfect presentation, but it worked. The key is not to give up and to keep following up. As Grant Cardone says, if you're not first, you need to be last. You must be willing to get out of your comfort zone, and I have to remind myself of this every day. Finishing strong last month meant I had to push way out of my comfort zone to process a new friends group I had signed a week earlier. The bonus I'm happy about that Mark talked about earlier is I've already met my performance club for this month. So that means I'm working on qualifying for next month. That is a great feeling to be ahead of the game. But know that sometimes life gets in the way of our progress. I did not hit my early goals because I let my knee limit my opportunities. It was time for me to refocus and recommit. My commitment is that I'm choosing not to be the victim anymore and set my own destiny. I'm reaching for the executive director position by the end of the year. Thank you for allowing me to be on this call and to share my story, and now I turn the call back over to you, Mike.
Wow. Lita, thank you very much for sharing that. Congratulations to you, and congratulations on opening those first two groups, on having your third one coming down the pipeline as well right now, and that is just so exciting. I think Lita hit it right on the head. It's really all about a mindset. You know, we had Mr. Brian Fahili speak on our roundtable call. I know many of you were on that roundtable call, the employee benefits roundtable call that we had last Friday, and he talked about the exact same thing. At the end of the month last month, he knew that he needed to produce some memberships and went and met with the decision maker. She said, "Well, just call me back in 2 weeks," and he just didn't accept that. He said, "Well, how about this? How would it work if I just met with your employees one-on-one? That way I don't have to disrupt your workflow, and you could give me a list of your employees, and I'll just bring them in one at a time and meet with them here today." And she said, "Yeah, that'd be fine." You know, it's really about a mindset. Once you make the decision that you're going to do something, there's really not much that can stand in your way of that. Now, things will come up. You'll run into roadblocks. You'll have instances where it doesn't happen the way that you think it's going to happen. But the decision is about not accepting an alternative. When you make a decision, that something is going to happen, whether that's performance club, whether that's ATM, whether that's hitting executive director, whatever that is, that decision, you'll find a way to make it happen. And so, Lita, congratulations to you. Out of Abilene, Texas, by the way, so for those of you thinking, well, you know, she's probably having some success because she's in a major metropolitan area, you ought to go take a bus to Abilene, Texas, and look at that big major metropolitan area that Lita's in. It is not this enormous city. She's in a smaller town, but yet finding people, like many of our agents are, not in big cities necessarily. We have some in big cities that are successful as well, of course, but it doesn't matter where you're at. They're finding success. They're finding people that have never heard of these plans. They've never heard they've heard of identity theft protection, but they've really never considered that as a voluntary benefit for their employees. Many of the people that you talk to, decision makers and employees for sure, aren't really even that familiar with legal plans. They may have heard of them, but they've never seen a presentation done, and they're finding these individuals, they're presenting these memberships, and they're opening groups and writing memberships, and that's what it's all about. Lita, congratulations to you. I wanted to just mention before we introduce our guest speaker, there was another, our keynote speaker, there was another promotion that was introduced by Legal Shield last week, and it's one that I'm really excited about. It's called Two Tickets to Paradise. This is something that I think anyone could take advantage of. There are a couple of caveats on this, though, a couple of requirements to be able to participate. One, you've got to be pre-registered for the Leaders at All Levels convention in Nashville, which is coming up in just over a month from today, September 14th through the 16th. And we announced on Thursday's call that we are going to have, and this is brand new and we're very excited about it, we are going to have a Harvard Risk Management special meeting the morning of Friday the 14th. And I know I said on last week's call that we had searched and searched and searched, and we did. We called dozens of locations trying to find space, and we were able to get actually right at the main venue, the Opryland Hotel, we were able to get them to open up some space. That was actually thanks to Mr. Jim Tanner, who spearheaded that last week, for Friday morning. So from 9 to 12 Central Time on Friday morning, the 14th, we're going to have a special meeting there at the Opryland Hotel in Nashville. Well, okay, back to this promotion. You've got to be pre-registered for that. So if you haven't pre-registered yet, you need to get on and do that like right now, like ASAP. And you can do that right in the Harvard back office. If you just click on the Events tab, you can go and pre-register. And then you've got to also attend the Nashville Convention as well. Those are the two caveats. Those are the two prerequisites. But then once you do that, here's what they're going to do. If you sell any membership or recruit an associate with any membership in the month of August, you got the entire month, you got to sell one plan. And so this should be automatic for everybody. Then they're going to give you 150 bonus points towards your Las Vegas trip, which is the trip that we're all running for right now, the third quarter trip that we're qualifying for, and that's in Las Vegas after the first of the year. And you'll get 150 bonus points for just selling one plan. If you sell, not only will they give you 150 points for that, but in Nashville, they're going to announce the big trip for next summer. Now, remember, that's kind of how this works. They do four trips a year. The one in the winter is kind of a smaller trip, but that Las Vegas trip is a little bit smaller. I think it's only two nights. And then two of them are around the convention. And then in the summer, June typically is when they do the big trip. And that's four nights, 5 days. It's in an exotic location. This last year was Jamaica. That was this year. Last year was the Bahamas at the Atlantis Resort. Beautiful, beautiful vacations, all expense paid. They're going to be announcing the location in Nashville. And just for selling a plan and being pre-registered and attending the Nashville convention, selling a plan in August will get you 150 bonus points, both for the Vegas trip and for that 2019 trip as well. So take advantage of that. For those that are a little bit more aggressive, if you recruit three associates with memberships, and that's in August, or open three groups, then they'll give you additional bonus points, and that's 300 additional bonus points for the three recruits with memberships and 450 bonus points for the business solutions at opening up three groups. So we've got this information in the back office. I'm not going to spend a ton of time on it, but I just want to make sure that you're aware of it because it's something that you can get some bonus points. Here's the big thing that you need to make sure that you've got right now is that you're registered for the Nashville Convention. I'm also just really excited. I'll just mention while you're on the events page in the back office, I'm going to be in Salt Lake City this Friday. So coming up this Friday, the 10th, to do an all-day employee benefits training. And then next Saturday, I'll be in Cincinnati, Ohio, doing the exact same thing. Those events are on the events page as well in the Harvard Risk Management back office. But if you're remotely close to either of those areas, if you're in Salt Lake City or anywhere in Utah, Idaho, and you could drive down and be a part of that, I'd love to be able to spend an entire day with you myself this Friday. And if you're anywhere close to the Cincinnati market next Saturday, the 18th, I'd love to spend some time with you. You can get all the details on the events page and register on the events page for those events as well. But those are just I'm just events that I'm doing. And my favorite thing is when we have Harvard Risk Management agents in those events, because I'm training all day anyway. But when it's all Legal Shield people and not Harvard, let me say this. When it's Harvard people with some Legal Shield people, I tend to train a little bit harder. So I'd love to get you there at one of those two events. I am so excited to introduce our featured trainer this morning. I mentioned at the start of this call, a gentleman here, a young man, who has just been tearing it up, qualifying month in and month out for executive director, something that I know many of our agents have a goal to do if they're not doing so already. And yet here's a gentleman who made up his mind that that's going to happen. And when I was in Josh's office in Tennessee, I don't remember when it was, maybe earlier this year, maybe in January or February, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I was so impressed. I looked at his board, and he had a board. It was all mapped out and drawn out how he was going to get to executive director, and it was for that month. It was something that was very specific. It was a marker board. So I'm sure that he was erasing and starting over every month. How is he going to get to executive director? But when I saw his game plan, that's when I realized that's why he's hitting it. He's not just hoping that it's going to happen. He's not just wishing that it's going to happen. He is expecting that it's going to happen. He's planning how it's going to happen. And that's the step that some of our agents need to make, is they need to go from hoping and wishing and wanting to expecting and planning and doing the things that are going to get them there. And Josh is certainly a perfect example of that. I mentioned this is a gentleman that's working right now in a six-figure ring, just knocking on the door of getting that six-figure ring, and we can't wait for him to be able to celebrate his achievement there. We are so proud of him and excited that he's taking some time on the call this morning. With that, Josh, thank you for joining us here live, and I will turn the call over to you.
Awesome. I appreciate, again, that incredible introduction and the opportunity to always be on these calls. It's always a privilege, and I'm excited. I can't tell you how excited I am for all the announcements, the advance to the manager promotions going on, and especially I saw that training by Miss Cross Gray. I thought that was just phenomenal. I was like, well, that we could just end on that note. But I am excited, and I do have some thoughts for this morning that I do want to share. And I kind of wanted to talk about today what's kept me in the business, because I think that's one thing as I've been working with my team, as I've had people going out doing groups and, you know, learning the presentation, contacting companies and things like that, it made me kind of reflect on, I've had people come, I've had people go, and it made me think about, well, what's kept me in the business? And so I just kind of want to share how I got started and then explain a little bit well, what kept me around? And so when I first got started, I was working at a bank. I'd seen my dad, you know, do this business for years, growing up, seeing the blessings and the power of Legal Shield and Harvard Risk Management, being able to go out and offer these products to companies and building a team. And yet when it was time to, you know, do you want to do this business? I was like, well, you know what? I actually kind of want to find my own path. And so I went off and I did school. I went to my undergrad and did grad school, got my MBA. And I was studying fraud detection and trade-based money laundering. So I was studying how to track people down who laundered money through banks, and that's where I ended up. I was at a bank, and I thought I had made it. I thought I was there. I had the cubicle. I thought I had arrived. I had a great steady income coming in, salary, but yet I found myself each day, after a year and a half of working there, I found myself each day, each week, I was restarting. And I noticed when I would do really good one week, they would say, hey, great job. And the next week, you know, I would still do activity, and I could even hit the same numbers I hit that previous week. And they're like, well, you just did what you did last week. It's not as impressive. And I just felt like each week I was restarting, and I was only as good as my last week, you know. And it wasn't just that, but I wasn't building anything that was going to last. But if I stopped today, nothing that I did previously was ever going to pay me again. And for me, when I came to that realization, I was like, is this really what I want to do? And I sat down with one of my managers, and she was like, well, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And that question had an impact on me, because I sat there, and I was like, where do I see myself in 5 years? And I was like, well, I want to be in management. And she's like, well, let me kind of blunt and honest with you. It's going to take you about 6 years, 7 years of being an analyst before you're considered for a management role. And then even then, it's going to take you, you know, so many years to be able to work up to here where you want to be. And so for me, I was like, okay, well, being an analyst. But then it just really hit me when I realized, okay, in 5 years, I'm going to be making a little bit better income, but am I building anything that's going to continue to pay me or continue to, you know, provide for me all this work that I put in over the next 5 years? Am I going to gain anything from that other than the salary that they're paying me? And the answer was no. And so it didn't take long after that thought just kept, you know, shaking my mind. And so not long after that, I quit my job at the bank and jumped into the selling Legal Shield with Harvard full time. And because I knew I was the type of person that couldn't have a foot in each door. If I had a foot in one job and a foot in this business, I'm just not the type of person. I can't focus. I wouldn't be able to be effective or get the work done, because I would always have something to fall back on. And so I knew I had to jump in full time, and I knew that's what I wanted. And so I got started. A couple weeks after I quit my job, I gave my dad a call, and I was like, hey, I just quit my job. I'm in the business full time. And he was excited. And the first thing that he did with me is did a game plan. And he's like, all right, well, what are your goals? What do you want? I was like, well, I want to be an executive director. He's like, here's what we got to do. You got to make 50 calls a day. And he's like, well, what kind of income do you want? And I was like, you know, I want to match what I was making at the bank. He's like, you have to be an executive director to do that. And I'm pretty sure I could have said anything, and he would have said you had to be an executive director. But it was motivating, because I had a goal. I knew where I wanted to get. And then here's what he did next. And this may sound very familiar to a lot of people who got started, but he said, okay, well, you need to make a list. You need to start practicing your presentation. Here's the script for a membership presentation. You need to practice this and memorize this. And then I started practicing. I memorized it. I made a list of my warm market list. I contacted them. I called them up, and this is what I was saying. Hey, I just got started with a company. I need to give 10 presentations, 15 presentations by the end of next week. Do you mind helping me out by listening to my presentation, giving me some honest feedback? And they would say, absolutely. I'd love to help you. And that, I kept getting this response, absolutely, absolutely. And as I got in front of people, I'd do a presentation. I'd say, what did you think of the membership? You know, and they would say, oh, it's a great benefit or great membership. It's not for me. But then suddenly I came across someone. I gave the presentation. She's like, I need this. you know, and it wasn't my first one. It wasn't my third one, but I came across that and I realized that, you know, there were people that needed this membership and wanted the membership. And it just took a matter of me getting in front of them. And so after that, I kept calling, kept setting up appointments, kept doing the practicing my presentation, and then I started calling on companies and started getting in front of decision makers, and then from there, getting up in front of employees to be able to do the presentation. And so with that, you know, and I started to see success with going into companies, going into groups, but I will say that there is always ups and downs in this business. And you always have the ups and you'll have downs and you'll have times where you just get a lot of no's back to back. And a lot of people will say, you know, I'm not interested. And for me, there are many times that I had these feelings. And maybe you can relate to these. Maybe you've had a feeling like, surely it's easier to just have a job. Surely it's just easier just to wake up and have someone tell me what to do, rather than me have to make these calls or me have to set my own schedule or me to have to follow up with all these people. I even had the thought, well, nobody would even notice if I left. If I left, I'm in business, you know, for myself, but we say we're not in business by ourselves, but in my mind, you know, in those times that it just gets really rough, you do say, you know, well, I could just leave right now. Who's going to stop me? You know, I'm my own boss. And there's other times that I'd be like, I was so tired. You know, just so tired of the follow-ups and this and that and, you know, the grinding it out. And I had written it here in my notebook, I'm so tired, but the T looked like an F. And so I was looking at it like, oh, that looks like I'm so fired. But I think that's sometimes so true. Sometimes even the way that I was working the business, how many times I'd follow up, how many times I'd contact the companies, I felt like, well, I'm probably so fired. If I was working for someone right now, they'd probably fire me. But I got into those feelings, and I'm sure many of you can relate to that, that there are ups, there are downs, there are times that you don't always see the success that you want right away. But I will tell you one thing. This is what kept me in the business, and this is what helped me get my mind around what I really wanted, and it was personal development. And I want to talk today a little about that personal development, because I was listening to a lot of different personal development books. I would have audios that I would listen to every morning, but the personal development is what kept me in the business because it changed my mindset to not think of something small. For example, Jim Rohn, I love Jim Rohn. He talks a lot on the network marketing side, but I feel like these principles were just as applicable in the group setting. Your skills determine your future. He talks about the law of averages. He's like, you'll begin to see a law of average. The same thing applies when you're calling on companies, calling on groups. The law of sowing and reaping, that you got to first sow and then you can reap. And he also talks about don't major in minor things. These are just little things, little nuggets that I would take from his audios, his trainings. Other books that I listened to was like Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge, that little daily disciplines make a difference in the long run. And bad decisions each and every day can go the other direction, right? And so for me, you know, all those small daily decisions that were good for me are going to eventually pay out because that slight edge is eventually going to make that upward curve. But if I didn't focus on myself and didn't, you know, do the personal development, didn't do those things that were good for me each and every day, I wouldn't see that upward climb. Instead, I would see that downward climb eventually, and I would be way off the target of where I wanted to be. And I also asked myself these three questions. And I think these are three great questions that you should ask yourselves as well. Being in the business, if you ever find yourself, okay, you know, how long am I going to commit to this business, or however long you've been in this business, you'll have those tough times. You'll have those times that you'll need to grind it out to be able to hit your goals. And I think a great example is Adam and Alicia Thompson. I don't think I know a harder worker than Mr. Adam Thompson. He has a phenomenal work ethic, And the fact that he just got his $200,000 ring just goes to show that he knows how to work and he knows how to get in there and grind. But I can guarantee you he also has those ups and downs. But he's also, he knows how to just push through them and be able to put his nose to the grindstone and just keep on going. And so asking yourself these three questions will help you kind of evaluate yourself where you're at. The first question is, why did I get started in this business? Understand why. What is your why? Why are you here? Why did you first get started in this business? What did you see? Was it opportunity? Was it a chance to develop a residual income? Was it the ability to work for yourself but not by yourself, and being able to associate with great like-minded people? Whatever that reason is, why did you get started in this business? And number two, if not this business as a vehicle to achieve your dreams, then what? This one was a huge one for me because at those times I was like, well, I could just go work for a job, you know, and there's people that I could get a job pretty easily, I felt like, and so why not just go get a job? But this question, if not this business as a vehicle to achieve my dreams, then what? And then it made me think, okay, well, where do I actually want to see myself in 5 years? Do I still want to be working at that job? Or do I want to achieve something more? Do I want to be something more? And so taking a minute and saying, okay, if not this business, as a vehicle to achieve your dreams, then what else? Is that job, is anything else, is that job going to be a vehicle that you can achieve your dreams? Is that job going to be the vehicle that's going to take you to where you want to be in 5 years? And the third question, if not now, then when? If you're sitting there and saying, okay, well, I want to do this later, well, that's a very dangerous thing in any business or in everything in life to procrastinate, to push it back, because there's always a tomorrow. And if it's not now, then when? And so being able to make that decision now is that decision. Now is the time to make that decision, to make that change, to understand better your why, and to use this business to be able to achieve your dreams. If it's financial, if it's, you know, more time freedom, whatever your why is, whatever reason you got started in this business, being able to understand that and understand that this business is a vehicle to be able to have you achieve that. I have no doubt in my mind that this business can be that vehicle to achieve your dreams if you let it be. And so, but I do want to point out also that personal development is like any habit you're forming. It takes time and effort to build it into a consistent activity. For example, when I was first getting started, I had heard people talk about, you know, writing in the car. I turned it into, you know, a personal development university, or I've heard a few different phrases like that. But they'll listen to personal development in the car or listen to audios that help them in their business. And I always loved listening to country music or putting on some type of music in the car. And I found that the hardest thing to switch over to start listening to personal development, because I was naturally just pulled to being able to say, I just want to relax. I don't want to have to think. I don't want to have to think about what this person is trying to tell me and grow mentally and develop personally, you know, and I just want to be able to sit in the car and rest wherever I was going, if it was 30 minutes, 20 minutes, however long it was. But little by little, I started to listen to personal development in the car. And I can tell you now that doing that consistently, it starts to build into a habit. Now, every time I get in the car, I have Audible on my phone, and I love just plugging that in and then turning on the next audio. I've listened to, like, The 10X Rule, Be Obsessed or Be Average by Grant Cardone. Both of those are incredible books. Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge, like I said, Who Moved My Cheese? I mean, there's so many great books out there that just help build that mindset of, you know, where you want to be, and it helps develop you personally to be able to stick around, to be able to push through the hard times. And so so being able to use your car as a personal development, someplace that you can, or not even a personal development, but say you're trying to get your membership presentation. Well, why not download the membership presentation onto your phone or whatever audio device you have, and then play that over and over again until you start memorizing. It's like a song. how many of you have listened to a song on the radio and you've heard it enough that you can start singing along to it because you know the words. That's the same way that you can do with a membership presentation and get that down just as quick, that you listen to it enough and be able to get down that membership presentation. So I do want to ask you where you see yourself in 5 years. Develop personally, you know, do you still see yourself in this business, and what are your goals? Be able to write those down and know where you're going, because that's also what's going to help keep you around. But and I do want to share a quick story because I think this is pretty powerful. Chris Evans, one of the top executive directors here in Tennessee, we were out at an ADA training, and he was doing a training out there, and at the end of his training, he's like, now I want everyone to raise your hand if you're going to be here a year from now. And everyone raised their hand, and he pointed out, he's like, I just want you to notice that everyone raising their hand, now how many of you guys are new? And about half the room. And he's like, last year when we did this training, I asked that same question, who's going to be here a year from now? And everyone raised their hand. If you notice, half the room wasn't there. And so it's important to know that if you are going to be here a year from now, you also need to do the activity and do those things that enable you to be here a year from now. That it's just not good enough to say, I'm in. You also have to put in effort. And personal development for me is what it took. And I share this because I think this can relate to a lot of people, that maybe a lot of people are going through what I also went through. You know, those thoughts of surely there's something else out there easier, you know, being able to not be told no or whatever it is. But I can tell you that this company and the services that we offer is an incredible vehicle and an incredible opportunity to be able to achieve your dreams financially. Say you want to buy a home, whatever you want to do, you want to get out of debt, you want to be able to spend more time with your family. This company offers that vehicle to be able to achieve those dreams. And so know that if you are planning on being here from a year from now, you need to also do those things that will allow you to be here a year from now. So develop yourself personally. Get involved in the personal development. There's a place in the back office I actually want to point out, which is on the homepage. When you go under the homepage, it's under the Harvard Advantage Access. If you don't have Harvard Advantage, definitely consider getting that because it gives you access to the personal development and sales training. Under one of the columns there on the homepage, when you scroll down, you'll see personal development and sales training. And when you click on that, you'll see personal development videos, audios, books. It gives books recommendations, also sales trainings, leadership, recommended websites, I mean popular quotes and affirmations. And you can also recommend some of your favorites right there. But being able to go through those videos and audios, it's a little library right there. There's tons on YouTube as well. Audible, like I said, you can download books and be able to listen to them when you're on the go, when you're going out for a run, whatever you're doing. But being able to watch these videos, audios, books, we have a little library here in the back office that you can access right away. And that's if you have Harvard Advantage. So that's a great resource to be able to use right now, be able to listen to it. And I don't want you going out and saying, okay, well, I'm going to go listen to 20 hours of audio today because that's going to make up for everything that I missed over this, you know, last few months. But doing it very consistently, and it doesn't need to be a ton of activity, 15 minutes of audio, 30 minutes of a good audio each day, but consistently, every day, you listen to an audio. I do want to kind of, as I wrap up the call, there's just so much that I wanted to cover, but on personal development, I do want to say that I had mentioned Mr. Adam Thompson. He definitely taught me one additional thing that I wanted to point out, that you can feel at times that you aren't going to proceed until something happens, right? So you're going to say, I'm waiting to make calls until my desk comes in. That's one of the things that I actually use. I was like, well, I can't make calls yet. I don't have my desk. But I have my phone, and I have a list of people I can call, but I don't have my desk. I can't make the calls. You know, looking for those excuses. I've been there. I've made those. You know, I'm waiting to hear back from decision makers to get appointments. I'm not going to call anymore until I hear back from some. You know, I've made that excuse before. I'm waiting until I have money before I can go to a conference or convention. And here's what Mr. Adam Thompson, Mr. Adam Thompson didn't teach me those, but he did teach me this, that the mentality that you, that mentality will not get you far in this business, but you need to develop a mentality to be able to say, what can I do to make this a reality? What can I do? For example, I'm waiting until I have enough money to go to convention. And he's like, here's what you need to think. What can I do to make enough money to go to convention? How many memberships do I need to sell to be able to afford to go? And he switches it to be able to find solutions. And I love in this business, the person that gets paid the most solves the greatest problems, right? You find the solutions to the greatest problems, and you're going to get paid for that. And being able to solve these problems, you know, saying like, well, I can't do this until this. Well, what can you do? What's in your power to be able to change that so you can go to conventions, so you can make your calls, so you can start calling decision makers? You know, being able to say, well, what can I do? What's in my power that I can change my situation to make it what I want it to be able to get something? And being able to use this business. So, for example, you don't have enough money. Well, how many memberships? Have you looked at the commission plans and said, okay, well, how many $24.95 plans or combo plans do I need to sell to be able to afford to go? And if you're not sitting down and breaking those down, that may be one thing that, you know, that comes into play of, am I going to be here from a year from now? Is that a goal? Are you setting a goal to go to convention? But are you breaking those down? If you're going to plan on setting a goal to be here a year from now, are you also setting a goal, okay, where do I want to be? What are my achievements over this next year, and where do I want to be each month, you know, each quarter? Where do I want to be, and what do I want to accomplish? And kind of wrapping up, there's one thing I wanted to read, and this is something that I read every morning. This is my personal affirmation statement. And I just want to read this because this is something that I feel building yourself personally and letting yourself know that you believe in yourself. Because I think sometimes we can be very negative towards ourselves. Well, this isn't working, or, you know, having a negative thought. And for me, I read this personal affirmation every morning and every evening. I just want to read this out loud. This is something that I got from a Jim Rohn personal affirmation. I tweaked it to fit more me. But I just want to read this so you kind of know this is something that I read twice a day, but it helps me keep my mind focused on what do I want to accomplish and the qualities that I want to see in myself. And so this is my personal affirmation statement. I, Joshua, am a person of integrity. And so I do this. I stand up, look in the mirror. I have this posted right on my mirror. I square my shoulders. I look myself in the eye, and I say with conviction, I say, I, Joshua, am a person of integrity with a good attitude and specific goals. I have a high energy level, am enthusiastic, and take pride in my appearance and what I do. I have a sense of humor, lots of faith, wisdom, and the vision, empathy, and courage to use my talents effectively. I have character and am knowledgeable. My convictions are strong, and I have a healthy self-image, a passion for what is right, and a solid hope for the future. I'm an honest, sincere, hardworking person. I'm tough, but fair and sensitive. I'm disciplined, motivated, and focused. I'm a good listener and patient, but take decisive action. I am bold, authoritative, and confident, yet humble. I'm an encourager, a good finder, an excellent communicator, and developing winning habits. I am a student, a teacher, and a self-starter. I'm obedient, loyal, responsible, dependable, and prompt. I have a servant's heart, and ambitious, and I'm a team player. I am personable, optimistic, and organized. I am consistent, considerate, and resourceful. I am intelligent, competent, persistent, and creative. I'm health conscious, balanced, and sober. I'm flexible, punctual, and thrifty. I'm a platinum executive director with Legal Shield. I'm a $100,000 income earner. I'm one of the most sought-after speakers and trainers. I am the top recruiter. I build my business every day because I love what I do. Today is my day. There is no person, no thing, no event, or activity that can destroy this day for me. I attract success because I am success. I will find success today. I am destined for greatness. I attract successful individuals to my business. I am always on time. I am always in the right place. I am honest and sincere in all my dealings. People like working with me because I am friendly and I care about them. I do everything required to reach my highest potential. I have set my goals and know where I am going. I am an honorable person who is truly grateful for the opportunity life has given me. And I read this every morning. And I just want to share this. I know that we're out of time and we're wrapping up the call, But I just wanted to read that to let you know personal development is a key factor to be able to keep you around. This statement tells me where I'm at and the qualities and the attributes that I want to develop in myself that I see over the next 5 years me developing. I'm going to be a $100,000 income earner, and I put that down. I read that every day because I set my sights on that goal, and I remind myself every day when I start up and every night when I go to bed that that's still my goal, that that has not changed. And as we're wrapping up, there's one last thing I do kind of want to mention. I do want to say that there is power in building yourself personally, using the personal development. It's going to help you stick around. It's going to help you overcome those objections. It's going to help you overcome those down times, those times that you feel, you know, just kind of thrown down, and it's going to help you rise above those and see what is the greater cause. What is your greater goal that you have in mind? What is your why? It's going to help you see those and strengthen those. One last thing I do want to announce that we'll be doing an upcoming webinar. This is actually going to be Friday, August 17th, so in a couple weeks from 9 a.m. to 10, and we're going to be talking about finding prospects. And so I just wanted to announce this real quick because my last part I was going to talk about assuming the close and how to close out on a membership, and I'm actually going to be covering that in the webinar of how to not only find prospects but how to contact them, and this is prospects that above and beyond your warm market list. So if you're in the spot where you're just like, well, I've kind of run through my warm market list, or I don't want to contact my warm market list, but how do I find prospects? How do I contact them? And then how do I transition them to a membership sale? That's what we're covering in the webinar. And it's going to be a phenomenal webinar. Make sure that you register for that as well. That's going to be under the event tab as well for Friday, August 17th. But again, it's truly an opportunity. I'm grateful for the opportunity to be here on the call today, and I look forward to hearing about everyone's success and the growth and the goals that everyone has planned as well in the coming future and in the coming building up to Nashville. And so with that, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Hey, fantastic, Josh. What an incredible training. Thank you very, very much for sharing your thoughts and your wisdom. And I think everyone on this call would agree that you know, here's a young man still in his 20s, yet with the wisdom of several lifetimes. I appreciate everything that you said, and that is a testament to personal development. You know, personal development doesn't really care what your background is. It doesn't really care how old you are or how young you are. It doesn't really care, you know, what's in your mind right now. Personal development takes us wherever we're at and helps us grow and progress and think differently and changes our philosophy, and it can do that for anyone and everyone who is willing to let it. So congratulations to you, Josh. Thank you again very much for sharing that. Let me just reiterate, because I know Josh mentioned this, but I'm telling you, those live webinars fill up very quickly. So if you are on the call this morning, you've got first dibs on this, you can get on that events page. Just log into harvardbenefits.com, Agent Access, log in, and then the events tab, that's the little calendar icon on your toolbar. If you'll just click on that little calendar icon, that'll take you to the events page. You'll need to scroll down a little bit, but about, you know, maybe a fourth of the way down the page, you'll see that webinar, Finding Prospects for Membership Sales Webinar, and you can register right there. There's no cost for our Harvard agents to register for that webinar, but the space is limited. You've got to pre-register if you want to be on the webinar live. And what I love about those webinars is we can interact live, and we usually will do a Q&A at the end of the webinar. So we record it, and it will be available for everyone, but you definitely want to be on there live if you can. That's Friday the 17th, but register right now today on the events tab, and we're grateful for Mr. Josh Rich's preparing an excellent training this morning, and then turning around in a couple of weeks, and in less than 2 weeks, and doing that webinar for us as well. We're grateful for your leadership, Josh. Thank you again to Ms. Lita Cross Gray, Mr. Jim Tanner, and Mr. Mark Riches for sharing earlier in the call. And what a fantastic call it's been. A powerful way to start your week and launch our business into the next phase this week to take advantage of this opportunity that we have. Get out there, share the message, tell the story, and help families across North America protect themselves in ways that they've never been able to do before. That's our goal this week. God bless every one of you. Thank you for being on the call, and we'll talk to you soon.